This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Thursday, July wheat ended the day at 504 and a quarter. That was down 9 and a quarter. September wheat ended at 511 and a half, down 9 and three quarter. December wheat ended at 525 and a half. That was down 9 and a half. July corn yesterday ended the day at 356 and a half. That was down 3 quarter. September corn ended at 363, down 1 and a quarter. And December corn ended at 374 and a quarter, down a penny. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 940. That was down 9 and a half. August beans ended at 922 and 3 quarter, down 12. September beans ended at 9.11 and a quarter, down 12 and a quarter. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 313.40, down a dime. August meal, 305.70, down a dime. And September meal ended at $301. That was down 13. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 33.29, down 58. August oil, 33.33, down 58. September oil ended at 33.39, down 57. And July oats yesterday ended at 259 and 3 quarter, up 4. September oats ended at 266 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Thursday afternoon, with funds selling at the Board of Trade helping to push soybean and wheat prices lower. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny lower at 331 to 348. Soybean bids down 9 to 12 cents at 922 to 935. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at 336 to 353. Soybean bids were 7 to 9 lower at 934 to 951. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to a penny lower at 336 to 362. Soybean bids down 9 cents at 934 to 954. And the wheat bids 9 to 10 cents lower at 461 to 484. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 10 cents lower at 965 to 980, with basis steady ranging from 25 to 40 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 325.40 to 338.40 per ton. That's down an even dollar, with basis steady at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 356 to 368. With basis steady to a penny lower at 1 under 211 over July. Illinois River Barge Winning Elevators quoted producer corn bids a penny lower at 354 to 360, basis steady at 3 under to 3 over July. Soybeans ended down 8 to 9 cents at 955 to 961, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 15 to 21 over July. And new crop wheat prices 9 to 13 lower at 468 to 476, with basis steady to 4 cents lower at 36 under to 28 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at 375 to 376. These same elevators put their soybean prices 8 cents lower with quotations at 979 to 980. Soft wheat down 9 cents at 494 to 505, and the Milo ended steady to a penny lower at 407 to 423. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 334 up to 349. New crop soybean bids at 853 to 880. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 335 to 340. 47, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 873 up to 897. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 338 up to 355, new crop soybean bids at 867 to 886, and wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from 456 up to 484. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at 81.37, up 7. July hogs ended at 79.17, down 70. August hogs ended at 78.52, down 72. June cattle yesterday ended at 155.22, down 57. August cattle 152.92, down 60. October cattle ended at 155.05, down 32. August feeder cattle yesterday ended at 226.25, down 52. September feeders ended at 224.35, down a half dollar. And October feeders 222.20, down 57. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 11th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 20 cents higher in the range of $64 to $79, with the weighted average carcass price of $77.61. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 30, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 32, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 36, and 6 weights and up 34 to 37. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $52 to $55. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,374 head. And now for the report from Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 469 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 153 to 156. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143 to 147. And choice slaughter heifers, 154 to 155. They also had some feeder cattle. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 245 to 249. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, 3 weights were 285. And heifers, medium and large ones, 3 weights were 257 to 335. And 4 weights were 237 to 275. They also had a nice run for the sheep and goat sale. Had receipts of 164 head, starting with the choice wolves, slaughter lambs. 60 weights were 167.50 to 180. 70 weights 162.50 to 180. 80 weights were 164 to 170. Feeder lambs, small twos, 50 weights were bringing 160. And slaughter kids, selection two, 60 weights were 282.50. Now, moving over to Schuyler County sale, they had receipts of 216 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 150.25 to 155.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 140 to 146.75. And choice slaughter heifers, 150 to 155.25. On to the slaughter cows, breakers were 106.50 to 110.25. Boners were 98 to 106.50 with some high dressing at 111 to 113. Leans were bringing 96 to 96 and a quarter. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 280 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $86.50, and that was 58 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $247.19, that was 47 cents lower, with select carcasses at $246.66, that was 7 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 110,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 422,000, that compared to 421,000 last week and 411,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Being Friday, it's time to check in with Reagan Ware over at CHS and Shipman to find out how the crop conditions are, how the planting's going, how the weather's been affecting things. How are things looking, Reagan?
We've got many things going on yet to be done in the field, but we're still pretty wet in most fields around our area. The corn fields kind of in our area have been, for the most part, sprayed with a few to go. Several of the products that we have corn size and height restrictions, so there's some of those that are a little bit iffy right now. If we can still go with them, we may have to change the plans once the corn reaches 5 to 8 collars. After this, we may even have to use drops on corn, mostly to get the product down in, out of the whirl, and to get coverage on the weeds that would be down in the crop canopy. Seems like the products for corn, though, are still working real well this year, as opposed to beans. That's kind of another story. As water hemp gets bigger and bigger in beans and we get over about 6 to 8 inches, it gets pretty hard to kill. So, unfortunately, that happens quick with good soil moisture and good heat, which is things we've got right now. But there is a few things that we can kind of help with that. We're adding an addition of another herbicide a lot of times to the Roundup that has a different mode of action and a different side of action. So how it works in the plant and where it works in the plant is kind of important. Products like Cobra, Flexstar, Resource, Phoenix are just a few that can improve control for your soybean fields. We want to keep the speeds down also as we're spraying those fields when the weeds get a little taller. We want to make sure that we're not going over about 14 miles an hour. And we want to make sure that we're still using residuals, which may be a little bit late for that talk, but they are still helping quite a little bit.
That's part one of our farm show for this Friday. We'll be back with part two in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brian at CHS and Shipman. Are you seeing inconsistent emergence or poor root development in your cornfields? Do your planter units jump up and down as you travel across your fields? You need Ag Leaders Hydraulic Downforce, an automatic downforce control system that improves the ride quality of your row units, leaving your seed planted at the desired depth for consistent emergence and with the right amount of down pressure to ensure proper root development. Call your Ag Leader Precision Farming Experts at CHS and Shipman for details and learn how this solution can be added to your Ag Leader, Case IH, John Deere, or Trimble display.
Plant health-wise, in the soybeans and the corn both, sun and heat has really helped a lot. Many cornfields look really good right now. Some still are showing that yellowing and stunting. Some of that is, potential end loss, and some of it's just compaction or fields that have been worked wet. And some of those, no matter what you do, they're going to struggle with that for a while. If we keep getting some rainfall, they'll probably grow through a lot of that. If not, they're going to, you'll notice it at the combine too. The beans, this wet snap has traditionally been an early trigger for soybean death syndrome, or SDS, in our area. This is kind of probably a traditional setup that we might see that. With the first trigger, the beans get inoculated this time of the year. Their vascular system takes up the fusarium in the ground. Later on in July and August, when the plants are really potting heavily, and if we get really good growing conditions again and some rainfall, that's when they'll die suddenly, hence the SDS. We do have some new products, some treatments out. One's called Alevo and one's called Mertec. It'd be a good year to test that, and we've got several of those out, so we'll be back with more information on that as we see how that progresses this fall. Bean spraying will be a big focus as the ground dries out. We've got a lot of field work that is done, but I tell you what, we really want to caution people, to everybody, to be patient and safe as we get a rush back into the fields and get them cleaned up, because safety is the most important thing we need to be thinking about.
Reagan, I was through the bottoms over in Fayette County over by Ramsey, saw an awful lot of water standing in the creek bottoms,
yes.
Two or three places. But
right.
What are we dealing with there?
Well, it could be a potential replant with beans. If the water gets over them, their growing point is at the top of that plant, and they won't take much water before you have to replant beans. They'll just die. With corn, if we can, keep the water out of the whirl, there's a chance you can save corn, but it's pretty iffy. Once water gets in a field like that, they're very susceptible to funguses and diseases later in its life that you can't predict.
Reagan Ware from CHS Shipman. Reagan, thanks for that report, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, John.